This year, number 6 on Seder Bites, how we can properly mekayim, fulfill, and live the Seder, the mitzvah deraita of Ikar D'Levincha. So we're up to number 16, which is going to be a summary of the Exodus, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we're going to move on to Hallel. So to sum up, the Jews experienced unbelievable Hashkacha Pratis, Hashem's hand in their life in the most clear way, a Yad Chazaka and Israel Netuya. Hashem was there with them, watching and taking care of everything, literally, with his hand. And that means the Jews were taken from the lowest place. They were Goy Mikar of Goy. It says they were a nation within another nation. And Hashem pulled them out. The mashal, the parable that is given in Chazal, is that there is a baby calf inside of the mother. And the farmer comes along, the herdsman, and he goes inside and pulls out that calf from its mother. We were absorbed inside the Egyptian nation. We were sinking low, and Hashem came and pulled us out. And as a result of that, we want to serve Him. He's there for us. We saw His one reality with the miracles, as the Ramban says, that we know from the miracles that Hashem is there, real in the world. And that brings us to understand that He runs the world bashkacha pratis. Every single thing a person does is affecting a world in Shemayim, and that affects the world down here. So Hashem is guiding over the whole world with His Hashkacha over our actions. So then we can be slaves. And we also know from this story how much Hashem watches over us from the time of Yaakov Avinu, saving from Lavan, Esav, and all the treacherous tales, and as well that every Jew is rooted in the name of Hashem, which is maybe one of the most critical points here. That we came down, b'ma'at, 70 people of a nation, to represent the 70 names of Hashem. Because every single Jewish person has a root in the name of Hashem. Every single Jewish person is living and being an example of the holiness in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to live with that. That is our strength. And that's something we take out of us with Egypt. And that's how we survived in Egypt. So then we go on. We're up to point number 16, which is Hallel. The Vilna Gaon describes the whole entire Chag HaPesach as Shira. In the beginning of Shir Shirim, each one of the Psukim there represents something else. The Vilna Gaon says that the third Pasuk, which is about Shira, is representing Pesach. So why is Pesach about Shira? So we just explained that through everything, from Yaakov Avinu, through all the trials, tribulations, and challenges, we see Hashem's good. Hashem takes care of us. He's there for us. He's real. He has cheshbon. He makes it into a nation. So a regular eved, a regular slave, doesn't have to love his master, doesn't have to feel positive to him, doesn't have to have an emotional connection to him. However, being an eved Hashem, it dictates that a person feels a visceral, real, live-wire emotional connection to Hashem. That's positive. That's full love and connection. Why is that true? Because the whole entire Torah is just a format for us to connect to Hashem. Our service of Hashem is not about our actions accomplishing something. Our service of Hashem is about one thing, a connection to Hashem, a connection to the Bar Olam, a connection to our Father in Heaven, to have a viewpoint that He's our Father in Heaven. That means it all has to be with love. It all has to be with positivity. The Zohar says that the mitzvahs, all 613 of them, are ways, are pieces of advice to connect to Hashem. They're all pieces of advice how you can connect to the Bar Olam, how you can connect to our Avinu Shebashamayim. That being true, we have to have a positive connection. We have to have a positive feeling. It has to be full of love. So that's why Pesach, we became a nation. This is the formation of our nation, has to be with Shira. So we become Avadim, and then we sing Shira. It says in the Mishnah that you have to view yourself as if you left Mitzrayim Lefichach. You have to sing. So obviously, part of the singing is a praising that we get out of the treacherous Mitzrayim, the constrictions from a spiritual and a physical sense. But the singing is that we became Avdei Hashem. Because part and parcel of being an Eved Hashem is thanking Him, appreciating Him, and loving Him. So So therefore, we sing with our hearts. We say, wow, we are a nation. We are Hashem's nation. He pulled us out of the Mitzrayim. And we now have that connection to Him. And we have to appreciate that. Because if you serve Hashem out of bitterness, out of just doing, every action, every mitzvah becomes a distance from you and Hashem. Because normally an Eved, he does actions. It's about the task. For us, it's not about the task, it's about the connection. So if you feel bitter in your Avodas Hashem and you do actions, that action distances you from Hashem, so it's counterintuitive. Therefore, it has to all be from the positive, good, Torah-dik sense of love and care and affection to the Bar Olam. This is the Holy Seis Mitzrayim. That's why Pesach, which is the formation of our nation, is defined by Shira. Then we have the Dayenus. The Malbim explains the obvious question, Dayenus. What does it mean, Dayenu? We need Shabbos. We need Torah. We need to leave Mitzrayim. What's all the different Dayenus? How could it be Dayenu? The Malbim explains, for point number 18, that the idea of Dayenu is that it will be enough to thank you, to appreciate you, to connect to you. Each one of those things you give us, you gave us, and are giving us now, is enough for us to feel love, connection, and positivity to you. And that's because, like we said, the whole entire idea of this night, of the Seder night, of Pesach, is connecting to Hashem in the positive place of appreciation, of realization, of actualization, that Hashem loves us, that Hashem made us His people, and that He's taking care of us. The Shmuel Halakhit explains that each one of these things was enough for us to become servants. Because again, us becoming servants is us wanting to serve Hashem, wanting to connect Him, wanting Him to be part of our life. So if He just would have given us Shabbos, Dayenu, if He just would have taken us out of Mitzrayim, Dayenu, if He just would have taken us our Sinai, there were so many miracles in Hashem's affection to us. Of course we want to be eternally connected to Him just from that. So it's not Dayenu fundamentally of us as a nation. Of course we need all these things for us to be a nation, but it would be enough for us to appreciate the Malbim. It would be enough for us to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Shabbat Lekin. The 15 Dayenus is explaining the Svarim that they represent the 15 Shir HaMalos. And they represent the 15 steps going from the Ezra's Noshim, the Bisa Mikdash, to the Ezra's Yisrael. Now, the women always take care of the house. They run everything in the physical world. The woman is created with a hay that represents the physical world. The man is created with a yud, the spiritual world. The woman's Makadish. She makes the house fit to bring in the spirituality. And that's the 15 steps. What we're doing is we're getting to a place. These 15 Dayenus, 15 Shir HaMaalos, 15 steps from the Ezra's Nashim, from the Hay, which created the world, the physical world, to the Yud, which created Olam Haba. So we are going up in this journey of thanking, appreciation, connection, and wanting to be in this eternal state of being Hashem's people. Move to point number 19, which is, Rav Gamliel says, you need three things. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, in order to fulfill this night, fulfill the mitzvah of the Seder of Vigatel Vincha. And the question is how does that get us anywhere? How does saying the word Pesach, the words Pesach, Matzah, and Maror get us to a place where we're fulfilling these unbelievable ideas tonight of the Seder of Muna, Bitachon, of continuing Hashem in this world, of continuing being the Jewish nation, Pesach, Matzah, Maror? What does that do for me? It's beautiful. It's nice. They're beautiful words. I'm sure they're amazing gematrias. But how does that connect me to the night? How does that make me yoytze? So the answer is that everything in this religion, in becoming a nation of Hashem, is about serving Hashem. We have to come to the place where we want to do mitzvahs. So says Rav Gamliel, Pesach, Matzah, Maror are the lemaisas. They're the bringing out the ideas to actuality. And therefore, we have to say them to know that we have to be lemaisa people. We have to be people of action. We have to be doers. We have to connect the ideas to the reality and do the mitzvahs. So that's the Pesach Matzah Maror. It says, Ba'avur zeh, I took you out of Mitzrayim. And because of this, says Rashi, to do the mitzvahs. So what is the point? What is the fact? What is the existence of being an Eved Hashem? Doing the mitzvah mitzvahs with our hearts, with feeling, with connection. So you can't just have the feeling and you can't just have the actions. It's both. The feelings of that action will end up being nothing. And the actions without feeling is nothing. We need both. Agav, the Baal Tanya in Perek Yud Zayin, just has an unbelievable side. It says, Ki krov elecha adav ma'od v'ficho v'vecha l'asaysa. It's very close to your mouth and your heart to do the mitzvahs. Affects the Baal Tanya. This is one of the big premises of a sefer. How can it be close in my heart? I get as close to my mouth to do. I can do actions. I can say things. How is it close to my heart to serve Hashem? So Baal Tanya says two unbelievable ideas. One, Perek Yud Zayin, and Perek Yud Ches. And that is that when a person wants to connect to Hashem, they see Hashem's greatness. They see what Hashem did for them. They know what they have to do, but they just can't get the feeling. If they serve Hashem out of that place of, I want to connect, even though right now I'm not feeling it, Hashem gives you the schar, the schus, the merit that you served Hashem out of feeling, out of passion, out of fervor. So that's an unbelievable chizuk, and that will likely lead a person, that schus, that merit, to have a real connection, a real fire passion to Hashem. So never stop pushing when things are dark. That's one of these unbelievable yisoidos. We need the fire, we need the passion, we need the action. But Hashem understands that we can always have that passion. We can always do the action. So even when you can't have that passion, Hashem's still there for you. And in Perek Yud Ches is a deeper idea that every Yid, every Jew has the passion in their heart. Every Yid has the burning fire. They're connected from our forefather Avraham Avinu, who is Moshe Nefesh to Hashem. That imbued in us, implanted in us, instilled in us a reality of connection, and we have to figure out how to tap into it. But you're never lost, you're never disconnected, you're never cold. You just have to figure out how to attach to the eat, how to warm it up. So another point we're going on, point 20, is why is the Pesach offering so integral? And the answer is in this story, the Karban Pesach, such a focus. Because this was an extreme time of din. It was a time where Hashem came himself and was judging in the harshest way the whole entire Mitzrayim. People were dying left and right. Tragedies. We need extreme schusim. What was that schus? The Karban Pesach. Do this mitzvah. Show you're there for me. Go against the Egyptians. They were your slave masters. You were their slaves. And this is part of the reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Take their Avodah Zarah and slaughter it. Slaughter the Avodah Zarah for history. That's a scary thing to do. That was their schus. It's such an integral thing because it represents that we have to take all the ideals of the Geish world, all their Avodah Zarahs, which are counter Torah, and slaughter them. Destroy them from our lives. Take the things in life. Take the Western world, things which come in your life which need to be there, and uplift them to Hashem. Says Avigdor Miller, the whole entire idea of the Karban Pesach is it was the first time in history where a sacrifice was not completely burned up, rather used to uplift the physical to the spiritual. This is what we have to live. This is the Karban Pesach, and that's why it's so integral, because it fortified us as a nation. It made us into the nation which serves Hashem, which is what the Maral explains over here, that this is the service of Hashem, because that's what a Jew is. A Jew is a person who takes the physical, takes the mundane, which everyone else is using in inappropriate ways, or not using in the appropriate way, and we uplift it. The Goyish ideology, the non-Jews, they would take sacrifices and give them up to Hashem. They can't have a connection to them. They can't sanctify this world. The whole entire essence of Jew is what we got inaugurated with as a nation is that we uplifted the physical, and for all of eternity, we'll uplift the physical. In your life every day, you have to wake up and say, today is the day where I will uplift the physical to the spiritual. I will unleash its true potential. This is the Karban Pesach in our life. And going to point 21 is that if the point of the matzah is that it was baked quickly and we're rushing out, why does it say that Hashem revealed Himself to them and took them out. Why is that by the matzah? That Hashem revealed Himself to us and took us out. The point is, in life, we often feel we have so much control. We often feel that we're the boss. We often feel, I got this. When we became a nation, when we became Hashem's children for history, when we became the holiest people for all of eternity, Hashem says, you're not in control. I've got your back. I'm always there for you. I have you. This is the lesson of the matzah. The lesson of the matzah is you think you're going to be able to make your breads and get all your provisions, your basic needs for when you're leaving your homes into a desert. Eretz lo zeruah, a land without any food, water, or anything. You think you'll pack everything up, you got it. Hashem says, I'm whisking you out. And you're going to be with me in the desert. You're going to be with me in whatever I give you. That's the matzah. Matzah is, we are in Hashem's cradle. We are in Hashem's hand. Hashem has always got our back. And that's why it's so critical. Point number 22, and with this we'll wrap up. Why is Mar at the end? Why is it so far off? Pesach, Matzah, Umar. It should be the first thing. Why do we have to wait for it? And the reason it should be the first thing is because that's what happened. They were merirus to us. They created a bitterness in our chayim. That was before the Pesach and before the Matzah. So why do we do Marur all the way at the end? It should be the beginning. The answer is the ideas of the Matzah, like we just said, we're in Hashem's cradle. Hashem whisked us out. And the idea of the Pesach, of uplifting every single instance, these powerful concepts, need to first be internalized. Once they're internalized, then we can look at the bitter times in our life. We can look at the challenges. We can look at the difficulties. We can look at all the hardships. And we can say, I know Hashem did that for a reason. I know Hashem did that because it was good for me. I know Hashem cares about me. You can only get to that reality once you first work on the fundamentals of belief in Hashem, of spirituality in the world. Once you internalize that, you ingest that matzah, every difficulty can be understood. That is what we learn out of the Seder. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. You uplift the physical. You have the matzah, you internalize the emunah. Then you come to the hardships. And the lesson here is so deep. It's not easy to get through hardships. It's not easy to get through merirus. It's not easy to get through difficult times. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of internalization. And once we do that, then we can come to instances. When you go to someone else in life who's going through a difficult time, follow the ideas of Seder. First, there has to be an internalization. Never just go and try and console them. It's hard. Be with them. Be with them. Be with them. Hold their pain. Hold their challenges. Allow them to come to a place where maybe you could say something. Don't ever jump the gun. That's one small lesson you could take out of this. It's a process to internalize hardship. So that is what we have to do in our lives. First, internalize the Pesach, the Matzah, the whole entire God, the story. Then we get to the Marah, and then we can uplift all the challenges. Let's be Zaychab as Hashem together to go through the Seder, go through the Gada, go through Pesach, and uplift all our challenges. Connect to Hashem. I hope the series was helpful. And as Hashem, we should be Zaychab to the Gula Shlema and to see the Yeshuas now. Be as a Mashiach. Amen. And to have an amazing Pesach.